the wife of Bath, if you have understand, of marriage which we have on hand declared has full well in little space. Fareth now well. God have you in his grace. And with that word, this Justin and his brother have take their leave, and each of them of other. And when they saw that it must needs be, they wroughten so by sly and wise treaty that she, this maiden, which that Maius hight, as hastily as ever that she might, shall wedded be unto this January. I trow it were too long you to tarry if I you told of every script and bond by which that she was fiefed in his land, or for to hearken of her rich array. But finally, common is that day that to the church both be they went for to receive the holy sacrament. Forth comes the priest with stole about his neck and bade her be like Sarah and Rebek in wisdom and in truth of marriage, and said his orisons as is usage, and croucheth them, and bade God should them bless, and made all sicker enough with holiness. Thus been they wedded with solemnity. And at the feast sitteth he and she with other worthy folk upon the dais, all full of joy and bliss is the palace, and full of instruments and of vitail, the most daintiest of all itail. Before them stood instruments of such sound that Orpheus, nay, of Thebes Amphion, ne made never such a melody. At every course then came loud minstrelsy that never trumpet Joab for to hear, ne he Theodemus yet half so clear at Thebes when the city was in doubt. Bacchus the wine them shrinketh all about, and Venus laugheth upon every wight, for January was become her night, and would both assayen his courage in liberty and eke in marriage. And with her firebrand in her hand about, danceth before the bride and all the rout. And certainly, I dare right well say this, Hymenius, that god of wedding is, saw never his life so merry a wedded man. Hold thou thy peace, thou poet Marcion, that writest us that ilka wedding merry of her philology and him Mercury, and of the song that the muses sung. Too small is both thy pen and eke thy tongue for to describe an of this marriage when tender youth has wedded stooping age. There is such mirth that it may not be written. Assayeth it yourself. Then may you witten if that I lie or no in this matter.